Well, hello everybody, my name's Guru, and welcome to the Raspy Reaper Podcast, where I just talk about things I enjoy. And today, I'm here to talk about my favorite cartoons. And I'm going to start this off by talking about the first cartoon that really came to my mind, and that would be Courage the Cowardly Dog. And there's one thing I'd say right off the bat, I don't remember being afraid of this show. I know a lot of my friends, when they were growing up, they were really, like, scared of this show, and I've just met more and more people as my life's progressed that were afraid of the show as a kid, or at least somewhat unsettled by it. I don't remember ever being afraid of it. I remember just being impressed and just loving the whole feel of the show and the whole look of it and all the imagery within it was just something that I was like, oh man, this is really cool. And there's another thing about this show. As I've gotten older, I've just come to love it more and more as time's progressed. Do you ever get that? You know those moments in your life where you go back to a show that was really a big part of your life, at least your viewing experience as a kid, and it's only gotten better, either because you've learned more from just getting older, or you just kind of really understand more in a way. You understand more of the jokes because you see they were there more or less for your parents or just for the people who were writing it to just put something in there. They were like, hey, let's throw this in there. And it's just, it's just something that I really enjoy. It's my favorite thing. I love going back to shows, especially ones that I'm nostalgic about, because there's a lot of nostalgia for me in Courage the Cowardly Dog, because it was just one of my favorite shows. And when you go back to a show and you see that there's basically, the show has grown alongside of you, it's really cool to see. And it's just amazing. And also another thing, just Courage the Cowardly Dog has aged very well. The art style, the look of the show, the feel of the show, everything within it, it doesn't feel dated. It doesn't feel like it's aged terribly. It just has gotten better and better, in my opinion. And that's really cool. Because nostalgia is one of those things that when you feel it, it usually blinds you. You see through rose-tinted glasses, and you don't really understand what is really there within the show sometimes. Because maybe your memory's a little bit foggy. Like, if you try to go back and reach into your mind and find memories of something from when you were, say, like, I don't know, 10, you're probably not going to have the best recollection. Like, when I was 10, God, I don't remember anything really from when I was 10. And if I have memories that may have been during that age, I don't really know if they were that age. And usually it's just, like, the big things you keep in your head. So when you go back to a show and you find out, hey, it matches pretty good comparatively. Like, the amount of actual quality in a show and the amount of nostalgia you have, just, they're on the same level, and it's just, like, a cool experience all the way through, like, rewatching it. And you kind of get that feeling, like, remembering how it was to be a kid watching that show, and it brings back those memories. Because I've been surprised about how many times I go back and watch a show, or, like, I find a show when I'm just looking through some cartoons to watch, and I didn't even remember watching the show, but as soon as I see it, or like I hear the theme song, it just, all these memories rush back into my head, and I remember how great the viewing experience was for me as a kid. And since I'm already talking about Cartoon Network shows, I might as well talk about Adventure Time. Adventure Time, boy. One of the first big, like, fandoms I had when it came to shows. It was like the first show that really just drew me into the point where I was just like, I want to know everything about these characters. I want to, like, be within a community that revolves around this show. Because I remember when I first started watching Adventure Time, and from episode one, I knew this was the show for me. I knew this is what I wanted to watch. I knew this was going to be one of my favorite shows of all time. I remember just sitting there waiting for the first episode to premiere and just having a blast. And also, I know how it felt just over the years, the show aging with me, and also seeing Finn, the main character, age and age and just keep getting older and closely matching my age in a way. And I was just like, this is awesome. And seeing him grow as a character and develop and all the things he went through was just something amazing. And that's why it was like the weirdest moment when the show ended not too long ago. I was like, I'm glad I'm getting to see the ending. I'm glad I didn't cancel or anything crazy happened. But it's one of those moments where when a show you enjoy ends, it's one of those feelings where it's like you're happy but you're sad at the same time because you know that point of your life viewing that show is kind of over in a way. especially when you have grown up and spent so much of your time watching that show. Because Adventure Time's was around for pretty much like half of my life, basically. So seeing it end was just like one of those weird moments. And speaking about shows that were just crazy to me when they ended, Ed, Edd n Eddy. Ed, Edd n Eddy was a show that I loved. I loved so much. And the ending was just, the ending felt good, but I still was like, man, I don't get to see any more of this. I spent all my time watching it, watching every episode, watching specials. And I gotta say, Ed, Edd n Eddy has like two of my favorite specials of all time when it comes to TV specials. And that's the Halloween one and the Christmas one. I'm going to be watching the Christmas one very soon because it's getting close to Christmas time. And I just, I love it so much. I just love it. And I've watched it so many times over and it's just great. It's just fantastic. It's just a wonderful like experience. And I'm surprised that a show that just took place in, well, a cul-de-sac, just like a little neighborhood, would just kids doing things, well, the kids do, like, had such a giant impact on me. I guess now it's time to transition over to Nick. Nickelodeon had a big impact on me. I wouldn't say it's as big as Cartoon Network, because that channel meant a lot to me, and I always enjoyed watching it. I still enjoy watching it. It still has some of my favorite shows on it when it comes to cartoons. But Nickelodeon also had a lot of things I really enjoy. And I'm just going to say the big one. The big one that so many people have enjoyed and so many kids enjoy today, which is SpongeBob. SpongeBob was that show that really just, it's just so entertaining. Especially like the first few seasons. And I still enjoy SpongeBob today. And I do find some very good gems within the newer seasons. And you can just look online and see how much SpongeBob has like impacted people. The amount of SpongeBob memes out there and the amount of just people that make videos about SpongeBob, it's massive. Because the show is wonderful. It just took over the world. When SpongeBob came out, it was just big. And it just, it still makes up such a big part of Nickelodeon. That's why you see SpongeBob so much. Because it was everywhere. It was similar to The Simpsons in a way where it was just one of those shows that just, it invaded like everything within like pop culture. And it even has great movies. I love both the SpongeBob movies. Both like the main theatrical releases are fantastic. And every time I go back and watch them, I have pretty much the same amount of fun I did when I was a kid and I first viewed it. It's just wonderful. It's just overall, it is a massively great experience. And you know a show's good when you can pretty much find anybody and you can, like, I don't know, quote something from an episode. And you know that person knows that because that show, it's just universally had an impact. Even if a person wasn't even the biggest fan of, they probably saw it as a kid. And they probably found something in it that was like, hey, it stuck out to them and just made them laugh. On to the next Nickelodeon show, and that show is Very Odd Parents. Very Odd Parents is a show, well, I would say the first few seasons are really where my love came from, and I did watch the later seasons, similar to SpongeBob. It's one of the shows where I find gems in the later season, but I usually go back to the first few seasons, where that's really where the love is at. And rewatching those episodes is mostly how I view the show now. Like, I still go back and watch those episodes. I wasn't really even caught up and really paying much attention to all the newer episodes. And it was something that, I don't know, it's hard to explain, really, where the love for this show came from. I guess it was just fun and goofy and just something that I felt was just enjoyable. Sometimes it's hard to explain really why I like some cartoons or some shows in general. They just like strike a chord with me where I'm like, hey, I can't really explain this, but I love this show and I have a wonderful time watching it. And really, you don't always need to be able to explain why you enjoy a show. If you enjoy a show and you have a great time watching it, you really don't need to explain it. You don't need to give details about it. you just got to say it's a good show. It's a show for me, and it's a show I love, and a show that I have a fun time watching. And at the end of the day, that's really all you should be looking for within a show, is that it's fun to watch. You don't need to be able to explain it. It's just fun. It just entertains you, and that's all you need. And I feel like now I should talk about the final show on my list of favorite shows. Actually, not the final one in real life, because the list of shows I enjoy so much, it's gigantic. But unless I'm going to talk about shows I enjoy for like 9-10 hours, it's impossible. So I'm going to talk about my last show, and it also lets me transition over to talking about Disney, the third channel that had like a big impact on me. And this show is Gravity Falls. Definitely my favorite show on Disney ever. Nothing compares to it in my mind. Gravity Falls is another one of those shows, similar to Adventure Time, that I fell in love with the fandom. Every time a new episode would come out of this show, I'd be like, oh, gotta decipher this new message. Usually I went out and found like channels that would always go through all the messages that would be at end credits or would make conspiracy theories. And I'd be like, oh man, this is what I want. This is what I need. And I was just, it just drew me in. And I was like, oh, this is nice. It's a show I just want to live in. You ever know when you watch a show and you're like, oh man, I don't want this show to ever end. I just want to sit here and like bask in it, swim in it, soak in every single aspect of this show. That is what Gravity Falls means to me. It's one of those shows that I just want to stay inside. I just want to live in there. I want to be fully engrossed within it. I want it to surround me and just smother me with the quality of it. It's another one of those shows that when it ended, I enjoy the ending so much, but it's like one of those things, it sucked to see it go away. And it's definitely going to be a show that one day when I have kids in the future, I'm definitely going to show them, because it means a lot to me like that. It just means that much. And yeah, it's just one of my favorite shows of all time. And I guess that's it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed listening to me, well, go check out my YouTube channel where I just talk about things I enjoy, mostly cartoons, but other stuff as well. I have to say thank you for listening to this. Thank you for taking the time to hear me at moments mumble and ramble about things I enjoy. And that's all for today. Peace. I'm out.